In terms of tips for teachers, I want to make sure that teachers know that they do not have to be bilingual or multilingual and speak all the languages that might be present in their classroom. But that even if they are monolingual English speakers or they're bilingual but do not speak all of the languages, that there are strategies that can and must be provided so that all children have access to the experiences that happen during the day. Those strategies are about facilitating friendships, connecting children, using words that we've learned from the parents, and using phrases that help children navigate the day and know what the routine looks like and what is expected of them. Knowing some songs and chants and poems, having bilingual picture dictionaries in the classrooms, being able to use concrete things like realia, if we're talking about the little red hen, and making and cooking, then bringing wheat and a mortar and engaging in touching these materials and making flour together and learning those words in a real context with real things. Also know that collaborating with families is key. The teachers are teachers and the parents are also the child's first teachers. So together we can co-construct the experiences that we want children to have and support them in learning English and continuing their home language.